the only radio station I listen to. I really don't have any desire to listen to anything else.
Keeps my thoughts on good things, especially with all the garbage that's out there in the world.
The positive attitude that it has.
Face it, a lot of things are vying for your time, your mind, and your heart. But we as a radio station have a major role in keeping people's minds focused on the important, eternal things. That's why more people listen than ever, and why more people like you are giving to the station. And for that, we want to say thanks.
It's really spiritually filled me when I needed it.
Tell your friends about Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Tortilla Flats, located on the Esplanade in Chico. Now with new chefs and a new menu featuring tacos with grilled chicken, carne asada, carnitas, fish, shrimp or scallops, burrito supreme, ultimate burrito, chili rellenos, taquitos, nachos, tostados, quesadillas, and spicy Latino steak. Don't miss the $5 buffet during NFL games Sunday and Monday. Tortilla Flats proudly serves the area's finest authentic Mexican dishes, open from 10 a.m. until 11 p.m. every day. Call Tortilla Flats at 924-4360.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
The North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
The Presbyterian Church has said that they accept homosexuals to be part of their clergy.
Are you serious?
And then along comes Joseph Smith. He is called the founder of the religion.
I suppose Mormon. It would be all right to say that.
And then he found some tablets. Every teacher should be dedicated, and I'm of the belief that no teacher should get credit for saying, well, I'm dedicated. Well, good. That's the floor. Mm-hmm. That's the expectation. Mm-hmm. You know, now what are you going to do on top of that? That's the foundation.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the big show. It's 8:35 in the morning on this December 15th, Thursday, 10 days until Christmas. It's 54 degrees outside. That's the expected high today. It's 45 and cloudy right now. We had some rain last night. It's going to be cloudy pretty much all through the weekend. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. Lows, not quite freezing, down at around the mid 30s. I've had people say to me, you know, Jerry, you'd make a good preacher. And I think, no, that's a big mistake. But I have had people say that. I work over at the monastery, and I've always, you know, I'm 51 years old now, and I've often thought that if I were to start my life over with, and if I was in my 20s, I could see a life in ministry. And I know people are probably laughing and smirking and thinking, oh, my heavens, that would be just a terrible thing. But actually, it might be something that that people might want to consider. And there are a lot of people, I'm told, from our guest today, that even older people, older men, are interested in taking a career in theology. And we're talking specifically about the Lutheran Church, of which I am, the Concordia Theological Seminary. I'm joined today by two guests. One is a regular guest on the show. You recognize the name, and you'll recognize the voice momentarily, Pastor Donald Jordan of the Lutheran Church, Lutheran Redeemer Evangelical Church. Is that, give me the right, Pastor, help me out there.
Well, the pastor has to get all things right, Jerry. That's one of the prerequisites. Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church.
Those long names always stump me all the time. Yeah. And to his right is the Reverend Neil E. Ray. He is an admissions counselor with Concordia Theological Seminary. Good morning, and welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Jerry.
So, what part of the country are you from?
Midwest, Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's the northeastern part of Indiana.
And you're here doing specifically what?
Recruiting men for the Office of Holy Ministry and women for the for positions as deaconess in the service of the church.
Has there been a drop-off in the number of are there a lot of vacancies now in the Lutheran Church in terms of trying to fill the positions?
We do see that coming as the baby boomers continue to grow older and reach retirement age. We look for a big drop-off in that and a big need for ministers.
So what you're doing is you're scouring the country. Who do you actually go speak with? Do you go to different Lutheran churches, or who do you go talk with?
Go to different Lutheran churches. I send out letters to the pastors asking them if there are any men that they would recommend come visit me, talk to me about the ministry. Then I go to various churches and meet with these men, answer questions that they have, tell them about the seminary, the program that's involved there, and what the ministry itself is about.
What are you looking for in a candidate?
Men who has a heart for people, I think, very, very caring person, It doesn't have to be, you know, you can be a theologian all day long, but it takes someone who has a real heart for people.
The ultimate goal, I would guess, is to find young people, people that are going to be there and be part of the church for decades, as opposed to somebody like myself who would be able to be a minister by the time he's done with theology school, would be, you know, in his mid-50s. You want young people for the most part.
Not necessarily. I went back to school at the age of 40. Okay. I was an architect for 18 years in the D.C. area and quit my career, moved my family to the Midwest, and went to seminary at the age of 40. And at that time, my class was 50-50 split between first career, guys coming straight out of undergraduate school, and guys who were out in the business world and coming back for a second career.
I'm speaking with the admission counselor, the Reverend Neil E. Ray of the Lutheran Church Concordia Theological Seminary. There's two locations of theology schools in the country.
Yes, we have the one in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the second one is in St. Louis, Missouri.
So if somebody wants to go to theology school, what's the right term?
Seminary.
Seminary, mm-hmm. Go to the seminary to be a Lutheran minister. They're going to have to go to one of those places.
One of those places for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and in terms of the tuition, how expensive is it per year to go to seminary school?
Right now, we're looking at tuition alone is $26,400 mm-hmm. Per year. Then you have additional costs, obviously books, room and board, or rent if you're a married student, food. It comes to about $45,000 per year, all expenses told.
And you're gonna need 3 years.
3 years of that. And then the fourth year is what's called a vicarage, which is a full-time internship. You're placed into a church. You do get a stipend. You won't be paying tuition that year, and you will be getting a stipend and housing allowance, car allowance, things like that.
You know, so. I sense that in this economy, Reverend, I would think that this would be a real opportunity for somebody because you need to get a four-year degree of really any kind for the most part, isn't
correct,
it?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And is it difficult to get accepted into seminary school?
It's a pretty rigorous application process. Mm-hmm. There's a four-page application, plus you need five personal references, recommendation from your pastor. You have to go through a district interview in whichever of the 35 synodical districts you currently reside in, which is an interview usually from 3 to 5 pastors within that district in the hierarchy interviewing you to see if you would be an acceptable candidate for the seminary. Plus, you have to go before the review committee, the application committee at the seminary, as well as do a criminal background check and a few things like that. Pretty rigorous process.
Let me get Pastor Jordan in here before we get a break. When you started, did you start right out when you were a young man wanting to be a Lutheran pastor?
Yes, I had my college degree, and I was 22 years of age and went right to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. So I was single at the time. It was actually pretty easy. It was an enjoyable time. I learned a tremendous amount of theology, and I thoroughly enjoyed those 4 years at the seminary. I was really blessed, and it's a wonderful experience.
We're going to talk more about this. Entering the seminary, if this is a career for you, we'll tell you how you can contact the Reverend Neil E. Ray or Pastor Jordan to learn more about it. We'll continue the discussion when we come back. There's nothing better than finding a good bargain for something you really want. That's why ABC Books is the place to go for your Christmas shopping. You get quality used and new books for a fraction of the cost that you'd pay at a big retailer. ABC Books is at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. The friendly staff will show you how you can save 50, even 90% off new and used books. Drop by at East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Or if you're looking for a particular book, call them at 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
This is Live Local Talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is an interesting discussion for me, and we're going to do it today and tomorrow. We're talking to the Reverend Neil E. Ray and Pastor Donald Jordan, local Lutheran minister at our Redeemer. No, I'm gonna mess it up again. Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church. Yeah, the longer the name, I have trouble with it. We're talking about taking up a career in the seminary. And what I've learned thus far is it's 3 years after you earned your four-year degree from pretty much any college, and then it's kind of a rigorous process to get admitted. Per year, it's about roughly $30,000 to $35,000 per year for 3 years of education, learning theology, and then there's a one-year internship, essentially, and then you're in the club, and then a job is found for you, you're given an option of where you want to go to?
You're placed by the placement committee at the seminary with the Council of Presidents, which would be the presidents from each of the 35 districts. Mm-hmm. They meet together, determine, you know, best placements for the candidates. You do have some say in that. You fill out a form based on areas that you would like to be, areas that you would prefer not to be, but both geographic and district, and they break it down between rural, urban, suburban, inner city ministries, what your preferences are, if you like a small parish, if you like a large parish. You answer a large questionnaire, and they try and fit that to your needs and to your desires.
I would think this would just be, you'd be flooded with people who are interested in this economy to know that you're going to get an education. There's so many people out there now who are religious people, who are out of work, who have four-year degrees, who are very smart, but who don't have a job, and who would be happy to say, you know what, I will put over $100,000 in education with the knowledge that there'll be a job likely waiting for me at the end of the 4 years in a career that I could have. I would think this would be one of the easiest sells, particularly in this type of economic environment. Am I wrong?
Yes.
I am wrong.
Mainly we're finding with our second career students, because they're out, they may have a job or, you know, be underemployed, but we're finding a lot of them own houses, and they're upside down on their houses.
Ooh.
So the problem is how do you sell a house for a loss and then come to the seminary and take on the student loans to go through the seminary? We've had a very large downturn in the number of second career students the last couple of years because of the economy we're seeing.
Okay. Of those, I'm speaking to the Reverend Neil E. Ray. He is the admission counselor for the Lutheran Church Concordia Theological Seminary, and also Pastor Donald Jordan of a local Chico church, a Lutheran church. What is the success ratio of those who enter and those who who apply and hope to become a seminarian, and then who make it and those who don't?
That's about 85% between admission and graduation.
So that's a pretty good rate.
Mm-hmm. So there is a good screening process throughout, you know, beforehand for candidates to be accepted, and then there's a screening process throughout. As you finish your vicarage in your third year, there's a screening process there for your vicarage supervisor to say, yes, I think this gentleman would make a great candidate as a pastor, or no, I think there are some issues here that either need to be resolved or the gentleman needs to be dismissed from the seminary. And then there's again another process after your fourth year, your theological interview, where you go in and are basically grilled for a couple hours on your theology, and again another stepping stone to say for the faculty to say yay or nay, this guy is ready to go out into the ministry.
I'm going to give a number here. If you're interested in contacting the Reverend about a career in being a Lutheran pastor, here's the number. It's 260-452-0979. 260-452-0979. If you're interested in learning about a career as a Lutheran minister, and this is only for Lutherans. I mean, this focuses on this. Do you have people that come to you who might not be Lutheran, but who still might be interested and say, you know, I come from the Baptist church, but this is something that I might actually be interested in? Does that happen very often?
We do. They come not for the seminary, not for the purpose of becoming a pastor, but we offer a Master of Arts degree in theology. So any denomination can come and train in the Master of Arts program.
What are the most frequently asked questions that you receive? You'll go, let's say you go to a group and to go to a church, and you hopefully, the ideal candidate is somebody who's in high school, I would imagine.
High school or first couple years of college.
Okay, so you run into some people there. Some people, Simpson University, for example, might be a good stopping point because I know there's a certain religious background there. So you might drop off there and you say hi to some of the folks there. And what do they want to know?
They want to know what Fort Wayne is like, what the seminary is like, how difficult is it to learn Greek? You have to learn the biblical languages, Greek and Hebrew. How difficult is it to learn Greek?
How difficult is it to learn Greek?
Well, I told him, this old dog at the age of 40 went in and learned Greek, so anybody can do it.
Really? So what are the kind of things they ask? Do they want to know salaries, that kind of thing, their future?
Not really at that. Not really right. At that time frame, we can say with great pride that we've placed everybody that's come through the seminary. So there's 100% placement rating for anybody who's graduated and is ready for placement within the seminary. So everybody that's come through the seminary has received a call.
Now, Pastor Donald Jordan, off to your left. We have a commercial. He knows darn well that there's probably not a lot of pay in this, is there? You don't get rich becoming a Lutheran minister.
What's the first thing they tell you? You'll never become rich being a pastor. But, it's that inner calling. It's that call from Christ to be his shepherd. And I think that is the motivation for pastors. It is the gospel itself to get the word out because they love Christ, they love his word, and they love these people that they're entrusted to serve.
All right, we'll be right back. 260-452-0979 to learn more from the Reverend Ray. Give him a call if you're interested. We'll be
Tortilla
right back.
Flats, located on the Esplanade in Chico, now with new chefs and a new menu featuring tacos with grilled chicken, carne asada, carnitas, fish, shrimp, or scallops, burrito supreme, ultimate burrito, chili rellenos, taquitos, nachos, tostados, quesadillas, and spicy Latino steak. Don't miss the $5 buffet during NFL games Sunday and Monday. Tortilla Flats proudly serves the area's finest authentic Mexican dishes, open from 10 a.m. until 11 p.m. every day. Call Tortilla Flats at 924-4360. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
For the remainder of this morning's show and tomorrow, I'll be speaking with Pastor Donald Jordan of Redeemer Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chico and also the Reverend Neil E. Ray, who is traveling from the Midwest, recruiting potential students in the Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And there's also another, besides Fort Wayne, there's also one in St. Louis?
St. Louis, Missouri, yes.
St. Louis, Missouri. So there's two Lutheran theological seminaries, St. Louis and Fort Wayne. And what we've learned is that it's difficult to get people to sign on the line that is dotted, isn't it, to make this big so-called leap of faith.
That's correct. It is a leap of faith. We see a lot of guys who second career guys who leave career behind, pack up their family and move, and it is a big leap of faith for them to do that, to leave the career and take on student debt and start a new life.
I was asking you earlier about the success ratio. How many people do you think you need to find nationwide to fill the needs of the entire Lutheran ministry in the United States?
Between the two seminaries, we're trying to find about 200 to 240 per year men to enter each class.
Now, how many do you have just based on without you having to recruit? I mean, if they just came in by the will of their own to come in and be a part of it, of those 200. If you didn't recruit, how many people would be coming?
Oh, I would guess it would be less than 50% of that, but it's kind of hard to say.
So your goal is, your individual goal is to find about 150 to 200 men who are going to come and join the seminary.
That's correct, between the two seminaries.
I have to be honest, it sounds like an easy sell. But and that's because I'm Lutheran, I suppose. And it's also because I know the Reverend Donald Jordan. I know what a good man he is. And every Lutheran pastor I've had has always been wonderful. And I think it would be a wonderful life to be a leader like that. So for me, it would be something that I think would be a great calling if I were to do, live my life over with. But, you know, I was young and stupid, and I wanted to be a sportscaster. So, that's what I did when I was young, and I got into television news, and, you know, and I wound up here doing all kinds of things. But looking back on my life as a young man, I think that this would be something that would be a wonderful way to make a living and to serve God. I mean, tell me some of the joys of being a minister.
Oh, I had a parish before I came to recruitment at the seminary. I had a parish in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Some of the joys are just, being able to baptize that newborn baby, you know, and bring that child into the family of God. It's just an incredible joy that is almost inexpressible, to have the privilege and the honor of being at the bedside of that hospice patient, you know, as he's being ready to be taken into the Lord's arms, mm-hmm. and be a part of that family through that grieving process as well. What an honor and privilege it is.
Pastor Donald Jordan, maybe you'd echo some of those sentiments, the joys that you feel. You've been here in Chico for as long as I have, going on 7 years now, and we came here about the same time. What discuss some of the joys that you have. You were telling me off air that you become like a extended family member.
Well, you really do. As a pastor and a shepherd of the souls, you go to your people's homes, you make the home visits. In the Lutheran Church, we make calls on people. We follow up on the newcomers, we call them, we contact them. I go to the hospitals. I'm constantly at Enloe Hospital, Feather River Hospital. I'm in the nursing homes, in the hospice wards, at the treatment centers, at the prisons, the jail. I've gone to the workplace. You go everywhere your people are. You go to be among them, and you're really doing kind of those three things that Jesus did. You're preaching to them the very word of God, and that's a real honor and a privilege. It's an awesome thing to stand in that pulpit and speak for God. How dare this sinner called Donald Jordan speak for the Lord, mm-hmm. or Reverend Neil Ray. It's an awesome thing, and there's a reluctance to it. I'll tell you, all the good men of God in the Bible had a reluctance. They always had some excuse, mm-hmm. Whether it was Moses or Elijah or Jeremiah, I don't speak well, I'm too young, or whatever it is. There's a reluctance. There's a real struggle that goes with that in being a pastor, and even today, there is that struggle. Who am I to do this? But it is a joy to go among the people. The people pray for their pastors. They support them. They speak well of them. Sometimes they can be critical, but they come and talk to you about an issue they might have in the church and Christian love, and that's good. But there is a solidarity there in getting the gospel out, and they know that they need a pastor, and the pastor knows that he needs his people. It's not an either or thing. We're not in competition.
It's an awesome responsibility.
Yes.
And I would think that it must be frightening to have to think that you are sort of, as you become an ordained minister, you have the power to forgive sins. I mean, you as a representative of Christ, you forgive sins. Every time I would hear you or another Lutheran minister or any minister say, "I absolve you from your sin," I always thought, wow, that's a pretty big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility, even the responsibility to administer the keys by preaching the gospel. You better have your theology straight,
right?
Because this is Christ's office. It's not yours. It is the office of Jesus Christ that is continued in the office of the Holy Ministry, and there are biblical standards for that, and that's why the training is rigorous. You better have the Bible down, so to speak. Now, we're constantly learning. There's a continuing education process in this, and even as a pastor, I've served for 28 years now, I'm always learning something new. There's a new challenge. There's a new ethical dilemma, a new moral issue. There are things that we didn't deal with in seminary that I'm dealing with in the world and culture today, things that weren't on the radar screen. Uh-huh. So you really have to be on your toes in so many ways when you take the Bible and apply it to this complex world today.
And there's the book know-how, and I want to continue this tomorrow in tomorrow's discussion. The book know-how is one thing, but somebody can memorize, I mean, as the saying goes, my old Pastor Hampton at my Lutheran church in La Verne, California, back in Southern California, would say, the devil could memorize the Bible backwards and forwards and everything in between, but that doesn't really mean anything. You have to be able to spread it and interpret it properly. And trying to interpret the Bible and the Scripture, if if there was one way, we would have only one church. But we have a Lutheran church, we have a Baptist church, we have a Catholic church, we have all these different churches. And I think tomorrow, maybe we can even just touch on it briefly. How is it that you come to these decisions on this is what these scriptures mean?
That's a good issue and a good topic for discussion tomorrow, Jerry. And I think in the Lutheran Church, and we know and we believe, teach, and confess, that we base everything on the Bible. So that's the fundamental course of instruction in the seminary. And then in our confessions, how we confess this. In other words, we're bound to something. And that goes to the ordination vows themselves, which we can touch on too. What does a pastor make a vow to do when he takes that office, when he raises his right hand, so to speak, and when the hands are laid on him? What is his promise to God? What is his promise to that congregation? And how is he then held accountable? And so in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have the Bible as God's word, the law and the gospel, and we have our confessions. We have our doctrinal statements, the creed, the Book of Concord, and those kind of things that we hold this accountability. And that's really for the protection of the layman, that they know that this pastor is going to come in and I know exactly what he's going to teach me. There's an accountability with that, and vice versa.
Now, does the ECLA, is it the ELCA?
ELCA.
ECLA and the Missouri Synod both go to the same theological schools?
No.
I need to touch on that too tomorrow. Boy, the time goes so fast. We're going to continue this discussion with Reverend Neil E. Ray tomorrow. Again, if you've heard some of this and you want to learn a little bit more about it, and this is something that might, you know, interest you, give him a call directly on his phone number, 260-452-0979. Again, that's 260-452-0979. That's it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
There's nothing better than finding a good bargain for something you really want. That's why ABC Books is the place to go for your Christmas shopping. You get quality used and new books for a fraction of the cost that you'd pay at a big retailer. ABC Books is at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. The friendly staff will show you how you can save 50, even 90% off new and used books. Drop by at East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Or if you're looking for a particular book, call them at 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. See.